Good morning. It's April 3rd, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that has caught the attention of the cryptocurrency world, the U.S. government has started the transfer of a massive 30,175 bitcoins, previously confiscated from the notorious Silk Road dark web marketplace. This action has sparked widespread speculation about the potential impacts on the market, particularly fears of a possible sell-off. The bulk of these bitcoins were moved to a newly created, currently inactive wallet, while around 2,000 BTC found their way to Coinbase for reasons that remain undisclosed. This has led to increased scrutiny of the U.S. government's activities in the cryptocurrency space, especially considering their sizable Bitcoin holdings. According to analysts, the government's Bitcoin stash totals approximately 210,392 BTC, which is valued at an estimated $14.4 billion. Remarkably, since their last Bitcoin sale in July 2023, the government's unrealized profits from these holdings have soared by more than double. This series of transactions has injected a dose of uncertainty into the Bitcoin market, contributing to its volatility. Currently, Bitcoin's price teeters around the mid-$65,000 level, struggling to climb back above the $70,000 threshold. This situation is exacerbated by a significant 5% drop in Bitcoin's value observed over the past 24 hours, highlighting the challenges in maintaining bullish momentum. The cryptocurrency community is abuzz with discussions on the potential ramifications of such significant government transactions. These developments will be a focal point at the upcoming Benzinga's Future of Digital Assets conference, where experts will delve into the implications for the broader cryptocurrency market. March 2024 marked a pivotal moment for the crypto venture capital scene, with a staggering $1.16 billion injected into the industry. This surge not only signifies a significant rebound, but also positions last month as the second highest in terms of investment within a 12-month frame. A closer look reveals that the bulk of this capital favored projects at the intersection of crypto infrastructure and decentralized finance, or DeFi, particularly those leveraging the Ethereum blockchain. Among the standout transactions were Optimism's $89 million private token sale and Zama's $73 million Series A funding round, highlighting the market's appetite for innovative DeFi solutions. In a move that underscores the growing confidence within the sector, Paradigm, a prominent Web3 venture firm, is currently in discussions to secure between $750 million and $850 million for a new crypto fund. This potential fund stands to be the largest since the crypto market downturn in May 2022, signaling a robust resurgence in investor sentiment. Additionally, Paradigm's initiative to establish a public policy arm aimed at shaping policymaking in the U.S. reflects a strategic approach to navigating the regulatory landscape, further evidencing the industry's maturation. The crypto venture capital landscape in March witnessed a 52.5% surge in funding for crypto projects, underscoring a positive trajectory for the industry. This resurgence is particularly noteworthy, considering the challenges and skepticism faced by the market in the aftermath of previous downturns. As we observe these developments, the commitment of venture capital to crypto infrastructure and DeFi projects, especially on the Ethereum blockchain, suggests a bright outlook for the sector's future. In a landmark decision that has sent shockwaves through the cryptocurrency world, Sam Bankman-Fried, the former co-founder and CEO of FTX, has been sentenced to a staggering 25 years in prison. This sentence comes after his conviction for embezzling a colossal $8 billion in customer funds, marking a significant moment in the crypto industry's history. The case against Bankman-Fried was bolstered by testimony from three insiders, including FTX's chief software engineer, Gary Wang. It was Wang's laptop that became a key piece of evidence, revealing deliberate manipulation of FTX's software to facilitate the embezzlement. This revelation played a crucial role in the conviction, highlighting the depth of the fraud within FTX. Despite the overwhelming evidence, Bankman-Fried expressed remorse for his actions during the trial. He announced plans to file an appeal, challenging the validity of the trial's testimony and claiming that his defense was hampered by restrictions on presenting crucial evidence. This move indicates a complex legal battle ahead as Bankman-Fried seeks to overturn his conviction. Contrasting Bankman-Fried's claims of injustice, John Ray III, the current CEO of FTX, has a different perspective. Ray contends that the cryptocurrency exchange only began to recover and rebuild its reputation after Bankman-Fried was removed from his position. This statement underscores the significant impact leadership changes have had on FTX's path to recovery. This sentencing not only marks a pivotal moment for the cryptocurrency industry, but also serves as a cautionary tale about the risks and responsibilities inherent in managing customer funds within the rapidly evolving crypto space. In a move that tightens the leash on the burgeoning cryptocurrency sector, the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, has announced significant amendments to the Payment Services Act. These changes, set to reshape the landscape of digital finance in Singapore, expand the regulatory framework to include custodial services for digital payment tokens, DPTs, and cross-border money transfers within the cryptocurrency domain. Starting from April 4th, the amendments also encompass the facilitation of DPT transmissions and activities involving funds from outside Singapore. This broadened scope empowers MAS to enforce stringent anti-money laundering, AML, and countering the financing of terrorism, CFT, requirements, alongside setting standards for user protection and financial stability among DPT service providers. The MAS is not stopping at tightening regulations. It has also issued guidelines to ensure consumer protection, mandating the segregation of customer funds and the implementation of robust security protocols. These measures are designed to counter money laundering activities and enhance the safety and integrity of digital asset transactions. Furthermore, the MAS is extending its regulatory reach through international collaborations with countries like the United Kingdom, Switzerland, and Japan, aiming to foster responsible innovation in the digital asset space. For entities already providing services that fall under the expanded regulations, the MAS is offering transitional arrangements. These service providers are required to notify MAS within 30 days and must submit a licensing application within 6 months from April 4th. Failure to comply with these new regulations will result in a stark consequence: the cessation of all operations. This regulatory shift underscores Singapore's commitment to becoming a global hub for cryptocurrency, balancing innovation with robust oversight. April stands as a monumental month for the crypto industry, filled with events poised to significantly influence the market's trajectory. From halving events to pivotal legal deadlines, the landscape of digital assets is on the cusp of transformation. The month kicks off with the Bitcoin Cash halving event on April 2nd, a significant occurrence that will reduce the rewards for mining this cryptocurrency, potentially affecting its value and miners' profitability. This is closely followed by the U.S. Consumer Price Index release on April 10th, a key economic indicator that could sway central bank interest rate decisions, impacting the crypto market at large. The legal arena will also see critical developments, with the SEC and Coinbase facing an April 19th deadline to reach an agreement in their ongoing battle. This case could set important precedents for cryptocurrency regulation in the U.S. Moreover, the Bitcoin block reward halving on April 25th promises to be a landmark event, halving the reward for mining new blocks, thereby slowing the introduction of new Bitcoins into circulation. Adding to the month's significance, the sentencing of Binance founder Changpeng Zhao has been postponed to April 30th, highlighting the legal challenges that continue to confront industry leaders. On the technological front, the launch of EigenLayer's mainnet by month's end is expected to introduce enhancements to Ethereum's security and performance, marking a potential shift in the blockchain's capabilities. As these events unfold, the crypto market watches closely, with Bitcoin currently trading at $68,690 after experiencing a slight dip in value. April's developments are poised to have lasting impacts on the digital asset landscape, shaping the future of the industry. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.